You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show, featuring Ruth Milstein, author of the gourmand award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Hey, everybody, it is almost Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? I mean, we were just celebrating New Year's. What happened? Thanksgiving is here, and we're very excited because Ruth Milstein, of course, you know, author of the gourmand award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine, is back on her show with us, Cooking with Ruth. And today she's going to talk about some of her favorite healthy Thanksgiving side dishes, because we can have a wonderfully delicious Thanksgiving meal and keep it on the healthy side. And one of her, which got three recipes, and there's links in the show notes to them all. All three recipes are on blendradioandtv.com as well. So check out cranberry sauce. She's got a sweet stuffing and pumpkin baked in herbs. And I just want to go to the pumpkin real quick. Ruth, welcome back. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Looking forward to talking about these delicious and healthy recipes for Thanksgiving. For the side dishes, you know, the turkey is a big deal, or everybody has what their main meal is, right? But, or, you know, protein. Some people are doing vegan and using tofu, tofurkey. So aside from that, I always think that side dishes are part of the biggest part of the excitement of the meal, don't you think? The side dishes are kind of like little rock stars.
Absolutely, absolutely. Turkey, selected chicken, all we can eat it all around. When it comes to stuffing or the sauce, it's special for this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prepare it ahead. Mm-hmm. You have to buy the ingredients ahead. It's different, and it's more festive.
Well, it's fun to do something
and
different
colorful.
Every year.
It's colorful. Chicken is chicken.
You know, let's go to the cranberries. I was going to go. Well, the pumpkin baked in herbs. I know we've talked about this recipe before, but it's such a good, easy, and it feels very fresh kind of recipe.
Yeah.
With the pumpkin, and the pumpkin's got some earthiness to it. But you could really use your, even if you wanted to use butternut squash, you could, right? Whatever your favorite squash is to do this.
Yes.
And it's colorful, mm-hmm. like you're saying. So this is, you're baking the pumpkin, but your herbs are thyme, rosemary. You put a little bit of maple syrup. Ooh, that's nice.
Yes.
Olive oil.
Be creative. Put something else. Teach me. I mean, let me know. I mean, you could try something else.
Like honey?
Yes, why not?
Some people do agave syrup, which is nice. That's be kind of light.
Syrup, yes. Syrup
Ooh.
Is very nice. This one, yes.
If you're going to do agave syrup, then you need to make a margarita. But
we
you use olive
together.
Oil. So when you do pumpkin, Ruth, so you're cutting it up, right? And you said
yes.
You can mix whatever kind you want, but are you leaving the skins off, or are you taking the skin off? I mean, on or off?
I usually take the skin off, because once you cook, it's going to cook and it's going to be hard.
Okay.
Skin gets harder when you cook it.
Okay. And then you put olive oil, which I know you like. Rosemary, fresh
it's very
rosemary.
Healthy. Very healthy. Don't scare from olive oil. Don't drink it, but don't scare from olive oil.
Good for you. And then you said, okay, so you're cooking it, you're roasting or baking it in olive oil, thyme leaves, rosemary, a little bit of black pepper, fresh ground black pepper. And then you say you garnish. So this is pretty easy to put together, right? And then you garnish it with spinach leaves, feta cheese, pumpkin seeds that are toasted, and a little bit of chopped parsley. So can you make this like the night before or a couple of days before?
Absolutely.
And then just heat it up and then put the garnish on at the last second?
Yes, the garnish has to be fresh, because it's green, some of them green, it has to be fresh. Need to
Okay,
bring it
so
up once you
yeah,
look at
so
it.
good color, good color. Speaking of color, cranberry sauce. So Ruth, have you ever had the cranberry sauce stuff out of a can?
Never.
Oh. No, it's a big no for Ruth on the can. So you make it yourself, but you're using fresh cranberries.
All the time, first time.
Okay, so you go get one of those bags. Have you seen cranberry bogs? Have you been to one where they grow the cranberries here in the country?
I think yes, when I was traveling, yes, I saw it, yes.
We saw them in Washington State. I know we've been to Michigan and they have them there, I think. And then Washington State, we saw all these cranberry, and it was like our first time. We were like, what is this? You know, and then it's like, oh yeah, they have cranberries. And all the birds are out there, all the herons and the wildlife like
Yeah.
hanging out with the cranberries, which is kind of cool to see. But it's pretty, you know, you get this nice
They're
color.
very pretty.
It's really pretty to see. And then,
What? When you saw them, what color they were?
it had like a reddish tinge, you know?
Reddish. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a marsh almost with reddish color is. So I think even the plant itself has that reddish, not just the berries, but it was different. It was
Different
definitely a
smell.
different thing to see. But very, it's pretty. And it's nice to see, you know, because you not everybody gets to see cranberries growing all the time, depending on where we are in the
No.
country, you know.
That's a
So
nice spot. It depends which month. Yeah.
so when you take your cranberries, so you're boiling this, you like heat up the cranberries. Do you cut the cranberries or do you just put them in the pot whole?
No, I won't cut them. I won't cut them. No. I
Okay.
like the cranberry just as it is. And when you cook them, you see them, it's nicer. Nicer on the plate.
Okay. So you've got your fresh cranberries. You put them in a pot, a medium saucepan with sugar, a cup of sugar, half a cup of orange juice. And so you're heating that all together, but then you put in unflavored gelatin. So that makes it the
Yes.
actual like wobbly sauce kind of
Yes.
consistency.
The gelatin is
Okay.
great. Yes.
Can you do it without the gelatin?
Yes, you can. If you want sweet, it's up to you. It depends why. Gelatin brings a lot, but
Yeah.
up to you if you want to avoid the sweet, or if you want to avoid the gelatin, whatever the reason, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah, because the gelatin, some people, if they're vegan, will not want to use gelatin. I don't know if there's vegan gelatin.
I didn't really check it, but I can check it. I believe there is. I believe there is. Today there is everything.
Yeah. Okay,
Today
so
there
you
is.
put gelatin in whatever you do with that, and then you say you store it in a airtight jar.
Yes.
You can keep it for 3 months. Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
In the fridge, though. Okay. That's cool to have. I mean, this is something you can give as a gift and or even bring to, would be easy if you're
Absolutely.
going to someone's house, say, I'll bring the cranberry sauce, you know, I'll make it, and easy to
Yes.
take. You know, I like that.
Just make more, put in small jars, and you don't know when you need it.
That's true. I mean,
And you don't know when you
cranberry
need
and
it. Maybe
turkey
you get it in
sandwiches are good.
February, maybe you need it in March. It's ready.
And for Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
The stuffing. I'm excited to talk about this because I just got a whole batch of delicious apples from Melissa's produce, and actually I got dry cranberries and Ruth all these dried mushrooms, shiitake, morels. I mean, it's amazing. I can't wait to try them because I figured you could do mushrooms in your stuffing, right, if you
Yes.
wanted, you know. But
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to do it with apple too, but this you use two Granny Smith apples and raisins, walnuts, ooh, and obviously the bread cubes. So this is, it seems to me like it's almost like making croutons with the bread cubes.
Yes.
Oh, so.
And you can add something else in, for yourself, something fresh. Can add anything. You can add
Maybe.
anything that's fresh, what you have in the handy.
Okay.
Everything can
So.
mix with apple and raisin. Everything you can mix.
Even a little
You can mix.
celery if you wanted.
Is not celery bring a lot, but not a lot.
Okay.
Celery bring a lot,
Don't
but
overdo
don't
it.
mix a lot of celery. Don't mix a lot of celery because it's very strong aroma.
Okay.
Celery has a lot very strong aroma, and children don't like it.
Okay, yeah, you want to
Like
make
the
this to
sugar.
have a little sweetness. And then when you're making it, so you're basically taking the bread cubes and you make them into quarter inch cubes. And then you're
Yes,
mixing, you've got a three quarter
smaller,
cup of
it's
chicken
smaller.
stock. So yeah, quarter, yeah, sorry, quarter inch cube. And so you're mixing the raisins, the walnuts, which are also chopped, and the raisins are washed,
Raisin brings a lot. Raisin
and the
brings a
apples.
lot.
The apples you cut down quite a bit too, or what do you?
Apple, try the sweet one.
Okay.
Try the
And then
sweet
just get,
one.
yeah, quarter inch cubes of that too. So everything's quarter inch. And then you mix it with the chicken stock, and then you say you bake it with
Yes.
covered in aluminum foil for like 20, 25
Always
minutes.
cover it. Always cover it, yes.
Okay. And so this is not something you would do in advance, or you would?
I will do it in advance.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I will do it in advance. I will do it before, yes. I
Oh,
will do it
okay.
in advance.
And then just heat it up. Oh, yeah, you say you can do it one day before
And
and heat it
I
up.
will leave it in the oven. I will cover it and I will leave it in the oven. I will leave it in the oven covered.
You could always put in the warming
Leave
drawer
it
too.
covered, leave it in the oven. Leave it in the oven.
Cool. So
You
this
don't
will
have
go
to
well
eat
with the
it. You
chicken.
don't have to eat it very, very hot, and it's in the oven. It's just fine. It's fine. And if there
You
is
know,
leftover, it's delicious. It's delicious leftover.
well, I know a lot of people want the stuffing with the turkey sandwich. Add a little cranberry, sounding good to me for a good leftover sandwich, you know?
And don't
It's
forget,
it.
there is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right.
Let's talk for the weekend. Yes.
That's a whole weekend of pig outs.
Yes. Long weekend.
It's a, I know, because everybody's eating Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's that's a good bunch of leftovers to enjoy. Now, do you ever take turkey and make stock or anything with your leftover turkey?
Yes, why not?
Why
Yes.
throw it away, you know? You don't
No, I
want to
don't
do that.
throw. We don't throw away. I
No,
don't throw
keep
away
it.
food. No.
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 And
No.
Thanksgiving
I
is
add
about
something
sharing.
and I mix it and I make something else. This is how you try something else to make some food.
And
From the
Ruth,
leftover, you make something else and voila,
yeah,
you make
you could make a
another
pot
dish.
pie with
New
some of the
dish.
leftovers. Ooh.
New dish.
And you don't have to do a whole turkey either for Thanksgiving.
No.
You
No.
know, there's, you can do, and if some people just
Depends
do
the
chicken, then
crowd.
so what? That's
It
okay.
depends the crowd. Yes.
I think you can get turkey breasts, things like that, right? Instead, you don't have to do a whole
Yes. And during the
thing.
year, I make only turkey breast. Because sometimes it's not available, only breast. Not all
Yeah,
the
so just
turkeys.
get the, yeah.
I make only the breast. Or two breasts. It depends the crowd, how many people coming. Yes, only turkey breast. Or two breasts. That's it.
Do you go to the butcher,
Easier.
for turkey, or do you care if it's frozen
It's not
when you get?
frozen. I never buy frozen.
Yeah,
Of
that's what
course.
Chef Ivan says. It's always injected with some kind of something, like salt
No, I
water.
don't buy it. I never buy frozen. Only
Wow.
fresh.
Fresh is good, and it looks so much better on the table. It does. I'm excited about these mushrooms. I'm thinking the mushrooms need to go in the stuffing. Because the
Mushroom is great. Fresh mushrooms can go wrong.
I
Can't go
want to
wrong.
try pickling them. Pickled
Try
mushrooms.
it. Try it. Let me know.
Okay. I've
I will
never
learn
pickled.
from you.
Well, good luck with that one, Ruth. I'm not the one who wrote the cookbook. But I know how to get pickled myself, but I don't know how to pickle anything else. But I'm willing to try. Apparently it's better, if we're gonna do any kind of pickled thing, it's better to do it ourselves than what we get on the store shelves. A lot of times it's very high in sodium, what we get, and it's too much salt. So it's not as healthy than, like, if we did it ourselves, we don't have to use as much salt if you make your own pickles and things like that.
Because we have to really be careful. Totally have to be careful. And you
Yep,
can
it makes
add
us puffy faced.
anything
We don't want puffy face,
else.
No puffy face. But well, these all seem like very easy recipes for any of us to follow, and even, get the kids involved in the kitchen.
Oh, they love it. Kids love it. They love to be in the kitchen.
Yeah, they want to
Boys
be
and
part of
girls.
it.
Yeah, boys here. No.
And they can
To a
do things
certain
with
age.
the this is very, very good recipes, very easy, and people will be very thankful when they get to eat them. Forever who's cooking. You said also the sweet stuffing is almost as good as part of like a dessert. That's kind of a thought. You could make red pudding out of it later.
It is as a dessert because it's sweet. Sweet and it's healthier than dessert.
What
And
is
there
your
is
favorite
dessert.
dessert,
There is
though,
dessert,
for
but they eat
Thanksgiving?
less
What
dessert. When they eat less
what's your
dessert. Yes, I'm listening.
No, I couldn't hear you there for a second, but I was asking, what is your favorite dessert for Thanksgiving for you?
Thanksgiving. I love all the
No dessert. Pumpkin pie.
I think the next day going to be pumpkin. Yeah, pie. The pie. The pie. Either late at night, I mean, late. Because after the meal, come coffee or something to drink. And the desserts come later. Really later. Yeah,
Yeah, your
yeah.
body needs to digest
The
everything,
pie.
right?
It's a pie. It's a pie. Absolutely, it's a pie.
Yeah.
Pie.
And wine. You get
It's
to have wine at
medicinal.
the
Oh, why? Absolutely.
We want our
Absolutely.
wine for Thanksgiving. That's important. It's an important part of the table. Or the sparkling cider is good too.
Yes.
We just had a lady, Carrie Riley, who represents Martinelli's, the sparkling cider. And they have this
Yes.
beautiful, like, rosé blush kind of
Mary has
spider,
a great wine.
cider. And they have, like, it one with cranberry in it, too. Like a cranberry apple cider. It's really good.
It's good
For
also.
those,
It's good also, especially for the meal. This
yeah,
meal,
for
yes,
people who
good.
don't want to drink alcohol, too. It's good to always
Yeah.
have non-alcoholic beverages, but not just always soda, It's not.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. So they can enjoy the food. Can enjoy the food. You're absolutely right. Yes.
So no, it's good. And I think the ciders are perfect. I mean, it'll go with the stuffing, a little bit of, you have the apple in the stuffing, the apple cider, that's perfect. And then that goes well with turkey. So it's all sounding good to me. Fall is a good season, Ruth. It really is.
Yeah, I
You
like
get
the
to,
season. I like it.
Yeah, me
I
too.
like it.
Me too.
I like the season.
Fall and spring
It's
are
a lot of
the
food, and the food is not, it's healthy food. It's healthy,
It
it's very
is.
healthy. Healthy.
And also how you cook it, you know, because
Oh.
these are all healthy recipes, you know?
Healthy. It's baked. Where you can go wrong here? It's baked.
That's good. These are all good. Pumpkin seeds
Baked.
and feta cheese together. I like that. I like that. I like this pumpkin baked in herbs. I'm into that. And pumpkin is very good for us. A lot of fiber, vitamins, you know. So this is very good. Well, everyone, again, Ruth's recipes are linked from the show notes for the podcast here. And you can also find them on blendradioandtv.com. And they will also be featured in the following week's Big Weekly Blend magazine, just in time for Thanksgiving. So stay tuned for that so you can get all the recipes in one place. And thank you, Ruth, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Howard.
Same to you, and say hello to mom. Thanksgiving to you and to mom.
She says
And
hello and happy
we'll
Thanksgiving
talk
too.
soon.
And everybody, we wish you all a happy
And thank
Thanksgiving.
you for
Have
having
fun
me.
cooking. Have fun. Have fun. Have fun with your friends and family and loved ones. And of course, keep up with Ruth at ruthmilstein.com. She's got some great recipes on her site as well. Thanks so
And
much,
be
Ruth.
safe. Thank you, and be safe.
You too.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Love show featuring Ruth Milstein. Keep up with Ruth and her recipes and her books at ruthmilstein.com. You can also keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.